Well, the World Economic Forum is underway in Davos, Switzerland, amid these warnings about the global economy. With the British Prime Minister Theresa May buried under the Brexit crisis and Donald Trump staying away, the remaining world leaders are confronting uncomfortable truths involving issues such as the environment. Here's our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser.
To the strains of the Taki Concordia Orchestra, in they waddled. Tycoons, blue bloods and broadcasters alike. They rubbed shoulders with world leaders while holidaymakers carved turns on the flanks of the soaring Jacob's Horn mountain behind them. It can mean only one thing, the World Economic Forum, better known simply as Davos, a magnificently expensive gabfest of politicians, journalists and chief executives, now in its 48th year. The theme this time around? Get ready for it. Globalisation 4.0, shaping a global architecture in the age of the fourth industrial revolution. Here's the forum's founder, Klaus Schwab, explaining what he meant.
Globalisation 4.0 has also to be much more sustainable. This is the reason why we put so much emphasis on environmental issues during this meeting.
The aims of the World Economic Forum might be noble, but it has become so famous for its empty rhetoric, the mere place name, Davos, has become a rallying cry for the nationalist and populist movement sweeping the world. It's a movement which has lit bonfires so hot in the heartlands of the United Kingdom and the United States that neither Theresa May nor Donald Trump had the time to come to Switzerland. Their places were taken by those who had fought and scrapped to make it to the top of the dirty game of politics in other parts of the world, Japan, Germany, Brazil, and elsewhere, eager to take their place at an annual event synonymous with success and power. It was left, not for the first time, to the remarkable British documentarian Sir David Attenborough to remind the attendees of their obligations to the rest of the planet.
We have to think about things that are difficult, and we have to think about things that are painful, because if we do not, there's going to be a bigger difficulty and a bigger pain that's waiting around the corner.
But little was said to embarrass the leaders of the world's most polluting companies who took their place among the champagne set. Among them, executives from Saudi Arabia's national energy company Aramco, oil giant Chevron, and Anglo-American, a mining company whose open-cut Drayton South coal mine has carved an impressive hole in the middle of New South Wales.
There are men, people, women coming here who have more power on their surroundings than many a national state. And we have to convince them that we are facing a major crisis.
The mission statement of the World Economic Forum says that moral and intellectual integrity is at the heart of everything it does. One expert has estimated as many as 1,500 private jets touched down for this year's conference, 11% up on last year.
And we now see doom over there. And it's not an imagination and it's not a trick of rhetoric. Doom is over there. And unless we sort ourselves out within the next decade or so, we are dooming our children and our grandchildren to an appalling future.
We'll have to wait, presumably, for next year's conference back at Davos to see how globalisation 4.0 all turned out.
That's our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser.